Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Yeah, let's give Lydia a big hand clap. Let us also appreciate the worship team. Worship team, thank you so much. Glory be to God. Yes, let's appreciate the presence of Nkwanzi. She's wondering why we're appreciating her presence. Anyway, Nkwanzi, there are some of you who don't know her. Nkwanzi, stand up and we appreciate your presence. Yeah, that is Nkwanzi. Glory be to God. You can sit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now that children are here, I'll have to be as simple. But I'm always simple, isn't it? I'm very simple in my what? The only thing is that the stories I tell, the children can't what? Relate, okay? But I am as simple as God. I hope that's not blasphemous. Yeah, I'm as simple. God is simple. God is what? When you read the Bible, it is humans who complicate what's in the Bible. They start to look for things which are not there. They create purgatory, which is not there. Then when you ask them why it is in the Bible, now that's when the Bible becomes very difficult because it is not there. So humans have to create it. Hallelujah. God is what? Yeah, God is good and he's simple. Amen? And we all should be simple, okay? Of course, if you are a preacher and you want to be like God, to be simple, you risk being seen as someone who's not deep. Totally deep, mchigambo. Yeah, because anyway, glory be to God. Yes, but if you are going to be a preacher who pleases God, okay, number one, you have to first throw out pleasing people. Glory be to God. You have to first throw out what? Pleasing people. Pleasing the audience. Pleasing your listeners. Glory be to God. But of course, you should endeavor to see that they understand what you're saying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You should endeavor to see that they understand what you're saying. But you shouldn't be out to please anyone. Glory be to God. Your agenda should be to please God. To please who? To please God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, let us also welcome Hannah. Yeah, let's give it. Yeah, she's here. Yeah. Yeah, this is Hannah. Give her a big hand clap. Okay, you can go back and sit. Hallelujah. Confidence. Amen. Hope she keeps it. Amen. Some kids, they are born with that natural confidence. And then they lose it with time. And what happens? Either the mothers will terrorize them. I haven't yet finished. Either the fathers or the maids, like there's a child, our neighbor at home, she's called Usanyu. She's like 2 or 3, very nice kid, okay? When she sees a stranger, she just shouts, "Hey, bye-bye," Now, of recent, I've realized that, she no longer says those things, bye-bye, she's, when you're coming, she ducks to the maid. So my question is, what happened to Sanyo? Eh? She was very nice. Well, bye, well. Then when you come, you ask her, where's your brother? Abigail, what's your brother's name? Kwagala. Kwagala. She will tell you where Kwagala is, where mommy is, where daddy is. These days, she doesn't mind. You ask her, where is what? Kwagala Lua. She keeps quiet. Daddy Alua keeps quiet. So I don't know what happened. You know, it is sad. And yeah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Yeah, but good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you, especially in Kwanzi and Hannah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's open Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Yes, it's good actually. Now, when I think about it, it's good that the kids are here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. On Friday, I was somewhere having lunch as I waited for the kids to finish school so that I could pick them. So I was in Ekafunda in Kungu, chilling there just close to school. But I was thinking about Sunday, what I would share. And then I was playing some music. And this scripture just, you know, came up in my heart. Jeremiah 1:5. All right? And it says that, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So, children, God is speaking to a prophet called Jeremiah. And God tells Jeremiah that, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. That means that I separated you, and I separated you to be a prophet to the nations. All right? So this scripture came to my heart, and I felt that that's what God would want me to talk about, okay? So as you can see, there's not going to be any deep anything. Okay, we're going to be as simple as God. You see, God was very simple, isn't he? He just says to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified, I ordained you a prophet to the nations. That's simple, isn't it? Hallelujah. And so when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, I think God would want us to remind ourselves what he has called us to do and to ensure that we do that. Amen? Now, yesterday, there was a meeting at the children's school, and all parents are supposed to be there. And the guest speaker talked about that. Glory be to God. He talked about that. Okay? So it was a meeting for only parents, okay? Parents who are not there, like Mrs. Joanne Soke. Nkwanzi's mother wasn't there, okay? So the guest speaker told that, basically he was trying to tell the parents that, in my own words, don't fuss over what your children are supposed to do in life. Okay? Number two, don't push them into things which they don't want to do, into careers that they don't want to do. Okay? He told us, according to the scriptures, when like life is God's theater. All right? Life is God's what? Theater. A theater is where they act plays and drama, you know? A theater, and God wrote the script. God wrote the what? God wrote the script. God wrote the play. Okay, now when you say script, you're not being as simple as God to to the children. God wrote the play. Omuzanyo. Okay? And it's the one with a script. Okay, now, if you want the script of your life, what you're supposed to accomplish in life in God's theater, you have to inquire of him. Okay? Parents, if you want the script, God did what? Wrote concerning what your life, what your child is supposed to do for him in life, all right? Inquire of him. Okay? Inquire of who? The person who wrote the script. Okay? Inquire of him. All right? And sometimes he will answer you through the child. Okay? Sometimes he will answer you through who? Okay? Parents. Bridget. Sometimes God will answer you through who? Through the child. Glory be to God. Now we see God tells Jeremiah that before I formed you in the womb, in your mother's womb, I knew you. Okay, I knew you. Okay, I knew who? I knew you. Glory be to God. So children, that means that before you entered your mother's, should I be simple, your mother's stomach, glory be to God. Hallelujah. By the way, life is interesting. Oh, growing up and getting more knowledge is interesting. You see, you remember, the pictures you had of the inside of a person in P7, they somehow changed when you went to high school, isn't it? You know, they give you a perfect, like the long, perfect, like you see all the organs, where the stomach is, where the spleen, So I really thought that was it. Until I went to medical school, where now the real truth is. And man, many of those things didn't look like what? What we saw in biology, in HSC. Like the picture was very different. Hallelujah. The picture was very what? Different. Okay? Anyway, so I don't know why I was saying that. But anyway, before you are formed in your mother, Alana, before you are, God put you in your mother's stomach, okay, he knew you. By the way, this also means that we existed before we entered our mother's stomachs, wombs. What do you prefer, stomachs, wombs? Womb. Okay. The correct word is womb with children. Okay? Children enter their mother's womb and food enters the stomach. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Food enters where? In the stomach. So anyway, this shows us that before we were formed, we existed. Okay? We existed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Kajiwajamu training. Or did the same training. Glory be to God. God wants to give you children and he's training you. Yeah, but you have run out of the class. All right? So we existed, isn't it? We existed. Okay? Now, many years ago, when I went to school in the States, I met a very old woman. Very old woman. She was like 85. She told me she was 85. She had come to LA to attend a conference by Maurice Serro. Okay? And so she had traveled from Canada. Okay? Basically across the border. And she had come and, she loved God. So when I saw she loved the Lord and she was so old, I was like, I have to get away of talking to this old lady and asking her to pray for me. So when I approached her, we talked. Then she told me that, I can see you have a good heart, okay? Then she called her grandchild, who she had traveled with from Canada. And then she opened her bag and got out a paper, a script, okay, a paper, where she had written an experience she had. She had had like over 40 years ago. Okay? So I meet her in 2006, and she had had this experience like 40 or 50 years earlier. All right? And basically she had written, man, an experience she had. Okay? Man, it was interesting. Okay? In one of the visions she had back then, which she let me read, she saw where with spirits of human beings who haven't yet come to earth, where they are kept in heaven. Okay? God showed her, man, there's a place where they are, and they are marked, okay? In whichever place they are marked. Now, these ones are coming in 2025. Okay? 2025. These are the ones who are coming into the earth. 2030. There's another bunch, you know. She saw it, man. Okay. And she had, I think, 17 children. We're talking about a white lady. She had 17 children. Okay. And at one point, before the 17 were all born, she asked God, why are you taking me through all this? And God told her, that is your calling. Glory be to God. God told her, that is your calling, and you will even have more. Okay? By that time, I think she was like number 12. And God said, it is your calling. Your calling is to bring these humans into the earth. Okay? It is your calling. Okay? And told, glory. Yeah. Okay? No, Esther, now Ajit Dukam. Your calling to bring these kids into the earth. And then God told her that, in fact, you will even have more. Okay? Okay, and so she had, I think, 17 or 18 children. We're talking about a white woman. Glory be to God. Nemkama Mugamba, that is your calling. That is the main thing for which you were born. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So, in fact, I came back from school with that cap paper, that script, and it was the most precious item that I had on me, man. Okay? Now I don't know where it is. You know, when you get married, there's a way in which they back-sorting every interview. She's denying. But do you remember it? Do you remember that paper? Why didn't I show it to you? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But I used to talk about it in Zoe a lot back then. Okay? That was how... You remember it? That was her calling. Hallelujah. Now here you are, you have a daughter like that. Eh? You have a daughter like that. Mr. Barlow, okay, Mr. who? Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith, you get all your money, you take the child to an international nursery school. Of course, in Uganda, that means money. Okay, nursery, you know, maybe $5,000. And there's no way the child is going to go to an international nursery school and don't go to an international P1, P7, isn't it? So you remember, you're going to pay more. Okay? P1 to P7, more. Senior 1 to senior 6, more. Okay? And then, man, the kid assures you, man, in fact, you push her, okay, to university. But before she goes to university, before she gives in into your things of going to university, she tells you, but for me, she gives some weird stuff, man. For me, I just want to be what? What are they called? A housewife. Okay? There's a parent I know. The child was like, these things of, I hear people are talking about going for interviews for jobs. Okay? So the child was like, you told the mother that for me, I will never experience that. Because for me, those things of job line, I don't see them in my life. Now, the mother is the one who was telling me that story. But you could see she wasn't amused, man. But you see, at times, that is how God begins to give you the script of your child. Okay? I know a family. So that's how God begins to give you what? The script of your child. Then for you, you start what? Fighting. Glory be to God. You start what? Those things of, especially, firstborns go through a lot, Bambi. That is where all the parents' dreams. Glory be to God. You are seeing a first doctor in a family. First doctor family. Okay? Sometimes, in fact, she or he is a first graduate in the clan. Can't you graduate? Oh, you shouldn't do things like about what, you know, eh? Music, you know? But that's why maybe now I know. Anyway, so maybe you tried PCB back in the day. You got a triple O. Okay, can't you have a first born? You know, your agenda or cover the doctor you wanted to be. You understand? Eh? Meanwhile, he or her, she interview again, man. Okay, this gentleman yesterday gave us an experience. You know, he has three children, okay? And the firstborn, okay? The girl was doing very well in school, getting A's, okay? Then reached somewhere, I think, university or high school. And the kid begins to say that, man, these things. For me, I want to do what? Taekwondo. Now, that word, you even wonder, how is this person going to earn? And especially if it's a guy, okay? Parents in LA to ask the boy that, how will you provide for your wife? Abigail, do you know taekwondo? Where's Quez? You come and show what? You know. Okay, what's your name? George, why might you come and show the kids? Stand up. You come and show the kids. What? You know, taekwondo, you need space. Aha. Aha. Glory be to God. Now I'm realizing why I labored to come up with scriptures, and I wasn't feeling, you know. But I knew the main thing was this. Glory be to God. Amen. So now the children can. So anyway, this guy, the boy tells him, I want to do taekwondo. We used to call it utai. Growing up, utai. Whoever used that word? Tai, Tai man, would play. Glory be to God. Man, I used to play that stuff, man. My wife can't imagine those things. All right, but every boy, kind of somehow gets into that. So then one day, again, you know, father and son, they had issues. I remember firstborn, never firstborn suffer. Firstborn suffer. One time, the guy said, the boy who called him, said, Daddy, I want to talk with you. Okay? Then, anyway, the guy allowed, so he came. Then the boy assured him, okay? And he said he had the audacity of referring to him by his first name. Okay, anyway, by his name. But you know, it was a serious, but when I heard what the boy said, I could see why he used the first name, you know? Anyway, so this gentleman is called, Smith. Okay, so the boy, okay, they sit. He says that with Daddy. You are Smith, I am Moses. You have things you like, I have things I like. You have things you don't like, I also have things I don't like. Some of the things you like, I don't like them. Some of the things I like, you don't like them. Then told him, let me be what? You know, eh? Because you see now, from what I can see, the child is struggling. And maybe then God is trying to get through the script to the father. But the father is what? And you see, the script is coming through the child. Okay? So, So the guy goes to university. I forget what he did. Okay, got A's. You know, did well. Okay? In fact, he got a first class. Okay? After the first class, he told the dad, again, he called him to talk. He told him that for me, I want to join the army. You can see now where this, what? What taekwondo stuff was coming from. It was in the soldier. The guy said, I want to join the army. At that point, the father had kind of, anyway, he somehow was like, Okay, so at around that time, UPDF is recruiting. Again, quickly, man, you know, was enlisted. You remember, this is a first class guy, and he's not going to join the army or to, like after the first course, he's not going to be a major. Okay, he's going to start as a private with his first class. Okay. So anyway, the guy says, you know, the father said that the boy went, they took him, they rolled him in the grass, they get you to sit there without shoes, first make you run. In fact, before he went, the father said, but do you know that joining the army, becoming a soldier, means death? The guy said, yes, I know. I know. But for me, that's what I want. Okay? As we talk right now, he's somewhere in what? Ntoroko, some barracks there. Ntoroko, you remember on the road to Fort Poto, Ntoroko, then Bundibujo. That's where he is, at the border, Kongao, you know? Maybe he's engaging the ADF. Okay? But the guy is doing the perfect will of God, what he was born to do. Mrs. Baragamba, we know. Glory be to God. But the scripture is here. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. Basically, I set you apart. I called you to be a prophet. So Jeremiah, okay, what God had for him before he was born, before he was put in his mother's womb, okay? It was that for him to be a prophet. Now, all of us, children, before we were born, okay, before we entered our mother's wombs, God knew us. God what? God knew us, and God gave us work that we shall do for him in future when we grow up. Hallelujah. Okay? Work that we shall do for him. And God expects us one time to discover that work and do it for him. Okay, because when we leave this earth, okay, and we meet God, he will ask us, I gave you this assignment. I gave you this work to do for me. Did you do it? Okay? Some of you will start saying that, what? Yeah, but my father. Okay? My mother, my father, okay? My uncles, glory be to God, okay? Hallelujah. I remember back in the day, senior four, just before we selected what we want to do, because you have to list, anyway, you remember the thing, whether you do hell or PCB, you know? So I was so good at math, but I told my mom that for me, I want to do what? PCB, I want to become a doctor. So I'm going to put PCB first what? First choice. My mom pleaded with me. Why do people, why, you know? For some reason, she didn't want this doctor thing. Like, I don't know why. Okay, you know, adults, at times, they don't like some stuff, but they will never tell you why. Okay, just like the adults who don't like some tribes, but they won't tell the children why. Yeah? You know, yeah? Anyway, she even, now, those days, she used to work in the bank, Barclays Bank, yeah? Kampala Road. So she took me there, man. She got me, took me to the bank, got me to talk with a gentleman who was working in the, I don't know, those days it was ICT, but anyway, in the computers. Took me there. He's like, now this warrior, please, we'll talk. Because she wanted the man to convince me to, you know, to do business. So we sat with a man. He told me that, you know, becoming a doctor, do you know what it means? It means you're going to become a bookworm. You're going to become a bookworm. A bookworm is Eden. Yeah, someone who loves, they're always in books, you know, books. The guy said, you're going to become a bookworm. For me, I was like, as in, it's okay. Hallelujah. Okay? But you can say, of course, my mom meant well, isn't it? Yeah, she meant well. And maybe she had the script, looking back, according to the dream I shared last year. You remember? Yeah, so maybe she was right. I should have done PC. And I think now she was right. Glory be to God. Anyway, but the point I'm trying to make is that, children, rather parents, we shouldn't force our kids into stuff they don't want what, but we should guide. Eh? We should guide. Those things of money. You see, let me say this in Luganda. Bokule mbeza sente. Okay? If bokule mbeza sente. Joan, how do you say that in English? Bokule mbeza sente. Like, if you, like you said, huh? If your child wants to do music, can you as a parent, no kule mbeza sente, that, but there's no money in music. Huh? How do you say that in English? Okukule mbeza sente. You remember we have children. Prioritize. Kids don't know that. Okay, some do, like whatever, no? But Hannah doesn't know that. Okay, if you put God, if you put money first, okay? Now, like Jeremiah, now like your mommy Jeremiah. Who wants to be mommy? You see now, we like Jeremiah now because utiarimu anao. I take at alimu Bible. Wow, Jeremiah. You know Jeremiah, man. You know, when I get a son, I name him Jeremiah. Jerry. No, you're saying all those things because The chap is in the Bible. Eh? But you wouldn't want him. Most parents wouldn't, in their heart of hearts, if they thought about it, but they have never thought about it. If they thought about it, they wouldn't want Jeremiah to be there. What? The guy who shows up, that man. Mommy, for me, I want to be a prophet. Then now the first thing is like, you now, the parents start to think about their reputation. Our family is going to man, be seen as fake, how are you going to feed your wife when you get married? First of all, are you sure the guy is going to get married? Okay, but maybe he is. But you see now, you're putting money first. First before the will of God. You understand? You're putting money first. Okay? First before the will. The most important thing is, no, we should know this, but we forget. The most important thing is not money. The most important thing is God. You know, eh? And that saying that where God leads, he provides. Eh? But there's another way in which it sounds more beautiful or more spiritual. Provision follows. Very good. Provision follows vision. Glory be to God. Okay, so when you are pursuing God's vision, provision comes along. Glory be to God. Okay? If your first thing is money, okay, you are one of those people, unknowing to you, who you are a lover of money. Okay? And the Bible, what does it say? That, you know, because of the love of money, okay, you know, all evil springs from that. Okay? The love of money is a root of all what? Of all kinds of evil. Okay? The most important, you see, this money, you see, most of you here are adults. You have, by now, you should know that some of the things you thought were going to give you eternal satisfaction. Okay? The satisfaction actually comes for 3 days. Three. But you spent millions, billions. Glories. You spent billions. But after 3 days, it's no longer a big deal. There's now something, you know, eh? Okay? Okay, you want some car. Okay? You have a V8? A V8. Okay, you want a V now, now the younger one. Now Alana wants a V8. Okay? But Alana, Mr. Barrow will tell you that after you've gotten the V8, 2 weeks later, it will be a chintwecha, like, you know, eh? The same back pain you are experiencing in the what? In the what? Jimmy. Eh? Aha. Most likely it will be the same pain you experience. You like, you understand? So now that's the thing with money. Bokule mbiza sente, you will get disappointed badly. Okay? Have you ever been there when maybe you are, you somehow feel God has blessed you, you're grateful, eh? You know, eh? Grateful, and maybe you're sitting at the chef, eating some very good local food, eh? Dressed well, okay? Then you look across the road and you see some poor people, eh? Poor people. Walking in the road and high-fiving each other, very happy, you know, eh? To me, at times, like, those things catch my attention. Realizing that people don't have as much as you have, but they're happy. They're happy. So it is not the chef that brings happiness. Would you understand? Okay? Recently, we went to Dubai. Okay? Dubai. You didn't mention Dubai. Okay? Okay? Good country, okay? But you see, but Dubai, man. Now, there are people who think that happiness in life, Dubai. Okay? But I go to Dubai, man, the red soil we have here, this dust that you don't want, I realize how that red soil adds color to what we, to the green that we have. For the first time, I was like, man, this red soil that we have, man, it's nice, the color. But not it to get into my nose and my eye, but the color of it. Because in Dubai, it was sand. Sand, everywhere, sand. There's no red soil. Meanwhile, like most of you know, it's a desert. So Bambi, you can see the struggle to plant the apple trees. Man, when I came back, okay, getting like out to the airport and so green, man, in our disorganized boat, Uganda was beautiful. It was like I had come back to heaven. Okay? As far as beauty is concerned. Okay? And even to man, Dubai, you're not going to find a place like this where you just see green. It's not there. You understand? Eh? So now, but the point I'm trying to make anyway is that things will disappoint you. Okay? The most important thing is the will of God. Discovering the will of God and you do it. Okay? And parents, okay, we should guide our children, okay, into making right choices. However, as we guide them, or at the same time as we guide them, we should be seeking God to show us the script. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? The script, God, what do you have for my life? What do you have for my child's life? Glory be to God. Does it sing of what? Of what? Music. Man, for me, I don't want to be taking care of you when you grow up. Yeah? You tell a child that I don't want to be taking care of another. Okay? But anyway, there are so many questions around that. Glory be to God. Amen? And has God said that you're not supposed to take care of your child when she or he is 30? Eh? Yeah? Because remember, what you have is not yours. God gave it to you, isn't it? God did what? God gave it to you. Hallelujah. Bob, what you have, God gave it to you. Okay, and he could have given it to you so that when Malaika is 30, you're still, glory be to God. Then for you start to say that I don't want to take care of you. But that's not your stuff. You are a steward. Glory be to God. You can even employ your child. Okay? You're like, okay, your thing is music, and I know. In fact, I remember even before you were born, God gave me a dream that the child I will have will be a musician. Then you say, I will support you because that's God's will for your life. All right? God gives you some good dimes, no Zimba apartments, no Gambo Mwana. Apartment, glory be to God. As you help me to manage the whole what? You understand? Eh? We shouldn't try to think like the world. Glory be to God. We should think according to the script that God has for us and for our children. Glory be to God. Amen? These things of trying to please your clan, huh? Now, only now, these days there's software engineering. Man, the first time I met a girl who told me she's doing software engineering. In fact, it was here in LAT. There's a girl who used to come for prayer meetings with another girl who was a member of LAT. They were at university, I think, at that time. Oh, she had finished. And so I asked her, so what are you doing? She said, I'm a student. Why software? Because back in the day, we only had three engineerings. Glory be to God. There was civil, electrical, mechanical, finished. Now, there's one now, wow, how many engineerings? But now, this was the software, it sounded so, man, like, you know, the top notch are the ones who are doing that. And so you into that thing, we are going now away. Eh? Now, if you're a software engineer, in fact, we're thinking of maybe when I get a medical college, master's, Asigaleyo. Okay? Asigaleyo might get a job in, what is that place? The Silicon Valley. By the way, the Silicon Valley is beautiful. Glory be to God. Silicon, now, there are places which are rich and also beautiful. Silicon Valley, that area is one of them. I used to go there every Sunday. Man, eh? You know it's going to be rich. Glory be to God. And it's going to stay in a rich neighborhood. Amen? But the most important thing is a script. The most important thing is a what? Is a what God wrote about you before you were born children. Hallelujah. Alana, are you listening? So the other guy's son, man, he's in the army now. First class degree, yeah. First class. Now, the average human being is seeing a waste. School fees, and now it's worse with these international schools because of how much money they are paying. Then, I don't know, maybe they are paying him 800K. 800,000, how much money did you pay for Alana? Okay, in Cambodia and diplomatic, you know. And you don't see how the money you paid, she'll ever get it back. Glory be to God. Amen? Those things of the investment we have put in you. Glory be to God. But the child, if you find that child, she'll ask you, Mommy, but am I the one who... Like, I don't want to say what I want to say. Because I don't want your kids to hear it and they assure you. You see, The people I meet and they ask me, all the money that the government invested in you. And you see, but I tell them that my parents were also taxpayers. So they contributed to that. But also we tell them that I also worked and I also paid with taxes. All right? But I tell them, but the most important thing is that I wasn't born for that. But there's a way in which even, Kati, you are here. You are agreeing. You agree. But you're going to be put in a right now after the service. You're going to find a niece of yours who wants to be a pastor. Then you'll be like, but can't you do both? Now, there are people who are called to do both. And I appreciate that. But you see, their script is not my script. You understand? Eh? Your niece, you know? Okay? Hey, this, anyway. Glory be to God. Okay? You want to be a footballer, but you did medicine, then you can't you do both? I've answered that question from 2014. Can't you? Then when they like, what? You even went to Berkeley? They're like, what a waste. Like, you're wasting. Then there are people who get now what? With spiritual. They ask you, but it is God who made you a doctor. Then there are some who take it further and they guilt trip you. Now, all the sick people, Uganda needs doctors. You understand? Uganda needs doctors. But I tell them, but Uganda doesn't pay the doctors well. So you see, now guys want you to go and suffer as a doctor. As long as you're there, or suffering, that's when you say, but people, what? God, what? God gave you those brains to become a doctor. You see now, and the thing is, start to think about these things as a real Christian. Okay? There was a prophet in the Bible, I think it is Micah, who was a shepherd. He said, man, I was a shepherd. I was looking after the flock. And God, you know, God allowed me out of it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Then there will be sometimes that when, man, people are like, no, like I told you once, my family, very few of my siblings or my whatever, introduced me as what? Pastor. Okay? Do you say, man, this is a doctor? You know, if you're a pastor, there's way in which, man, you know, eh? Now you see, now, if I was a fool, I would be living to please people who don't really, like in a sense now, it's like they are using you. They just feel good that there's a DRI in the what? Family. But man, I said, they don't really care about you. They can't, you know. Now you start to live for people. Instead of living for what? For God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Parents, let us start now, okay, to seek God about what God wants our children to become in life, what they were born to do for him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mr. Kalibala. Hannah Aliwan. Okay, don't, you know, first bones and last bones suffer, man. Last bones now, they suffer. You see, now the father wanted the daughter, the firstborn, to become a software engineer. Then, Nagamba, the second born will come, will become what? A businessman. Yeah? You know, any of those things, those high-sounding stuff, you know? Now, last born. Now, it's like now that's where the last hopes are. Last born also suffer. I have a friend who is a last born. Okay? The guy, he was in Budo, very bright, brilliant, and wanted to do MEG, so that he can do BCom. Okay? But the mother told him, you know, that twagalo musawo. You last born. Because, you know, the Kadus. You know Peter Kadu? The last born. But you know Michael and Reverend Kadu, yeah. The last born, Mamoya Mgama, man, who wanted. And now you're the last. If you don't become a doctor, tugenda kufira mwao. And that's how the guy did PCB and then came to medical school. But he told me that, man, for me, I wanted to do MEG. If you're a doctor, then I will see much into. Okay? Then there are stories of children after they have done your doctor stuff. Okay? They come and they give you the what? The paper. This is for you. I did this for you. Now for me, I want to sing. Okay? I have a friend of mine. You know that guy, Dembe Andrew? At Vine. You know the guy. Oh, we met the wife the other day. Now, that wife, that lady, she did engineering. Okay? And the moment she finished, she's like, Daddy, Bino, these are your things. Okay? Right now, she's trying to start a school, a primary school. You understand? Then I was told that she has a brother. The dad was on his case because the dad is a lawyer. So the dad was on his case that you have to become a lawyer. The guy who grudgingly went to law school, when he finished law school, he said, "Daddy, these are your things. For me, I don't want them." Okay? I forget what he's doing now. But he's like, "Those are your things. For me, I don't want to be, I don't feel it. Techindi mu, sivi muakanyi." Well, muakanyi is what in English? Like a quarrelsome, like an argumentative. Okay? See, it's not me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Okay? Find the script. And the script might not come immediately. Okay? But be watching out for it. For it. And sometimes when it comes, it doesn't come in all parts. Mukama so kana kwayo paragraph. Paragraph. And he's not going to give you paragraph two before you what? You start to execute paragraph one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Have Eden there, man. Eden, the stuff she wants to do. Hey! My goodness. Never. You know the worst bit is when you have never thought about that something like that. And you even don't know of anyone who's, you know, because of the people who did subjects that, like in our system, okay, the Ghana, the local curriculum, all the people who should have done that, okay, like that was a thing for now, you haven't gotten this, you know, now, then they do it grudgingly, and the moment they finish, they just go to Chikuwo and start, photocopying stuff, okay? Producing Harvard certificates. Not Chikuwo, Nkrumah, is it? Nkrumah Road. Glory be to God, NASA. My, Jira, do you know that you can get a master's degree from Harvard? They are there on NASA Road, man. Gays make them. Hallelujah. Andrew, you don't have 12 hours. Apparently, guys have the stuff. Give you a thing. Harvard. Eh? Or Columbia. You know those blue Ivy League schools. Okay? So now, they now, you see, the more you grow in years, the more you become, there's way in which you become what's the word? Not a coward, but more, like you see dangers everywhere. You see what can happen. Like I remember, before I got married, I was staying with my mom. And I didn't have a car. And I used to come back home late at night. Okay? So a taxi would drop me, where's in Tinder? Dozen. Okay? But somewhere further. Now, 11 p.m., taxi could dropping out. No time. No. Home, man. You don't see where danger is coming from. But my mom would be there. And you look at this old woman in security. What's the problem? For you, where is the danger? Okay? One time I was working in a patch in the days of Ukoni. Huh? Children, have you heard of a rebel leader who used to cut off people's ears and lips in northern Uganda, used to murder children and kill adults? You've heard of him? Ukoni. You ask your mom. So, I was working with your mom, and for me, they sent me there. Okay? Koni was there, Balo. Those were the days Koni was there. Okay? George, you remember? Okay? So, one day, and you see those villagers would get first-hand info that the guy is coming tonight. They even know where he is. Kati you here, bamanyi kati ali, let's say, Kasangati. In the night, you will have reached here. Man, you could see villagers carrying mattresses, okay? From Odida going to a patch, like in the evening, people with jerry cans or one or two, go, you know, moving. Then for me, I said, I'm not going. I told them, God told me. He's the one who brought me and he told me, he spoke to me about yesterday, that there will be no harm. My workmates called the Kamias, our bosses, told us, you know, then they sent a car, so they had to commute, okay? So they had to shift, okay, to leave where we're staying, and they stay in town. Then during the day, they come and, you know, and work. For me, I refuse. For me, I'm like, I'm not going. God told me back in the day, if there was a guy who had faith in God, it was me. You guys, you don't know me. Katimuro was an enough faith. But back in the day, I was super. I refused. Okay? Later, but you see, villagers who have info are moving. You see these things which you saw on TV. Mumaurire, refugees going, you know, from Congo, entering into Uganda. I saw it with my eyes in northern Uganda. And I refused. Okay? Later, when I met one of my white bosses, he asked me that now, if you had died, what would the organization pay you for your, like, losing your life? But I refused. And thank God nothing happened. Now, it's in those, now, while I worked there, like every end of month, when I get some time, I would come to Kla, like for a day, okay, to our home, okay? And now, catching a bus that is coming to Ukampa, you have to wake up in the night, man. In the night, Okuzinduka. In the night, when it's like 5:30, it's dark. And you remember, you are in Koni with territory. So for me, I would get out of the house. What? Then I walk in the dark, man. Walk in the dark through what? Bushes, man. So that I can be what? I can grab the bus. Then one day I came back home and I told that story to my mom. And I said, man, Ntambula Chilo. She looked at me like a fool. You know, a young doctor who's a fool, she told me, Kati, you look at an old woman fussing over nothing. Okay, but now I can't do it now. I can't, man. I can't. If I have a dream and God is telling me to do that, I first ask for 3 confirmations. Back in the day, I only needed one. In fact, not a dream. I just needed to hear God in my heart that you are safe in northern Uganda. My mom looked at me full. She gave me a lecture. But God told me I'll be okay. Okay? Yeah. But what I was saying, yeah, so the older you grow, the more you start to see dangers everywhere. Eh? Yeah, your risk averse. Binevia investment. This way in which, because now you've heard of stories of Abafele. You know, Kati, you know, every, you know, hallelujah. Now, like, there's a land deal that is in Bulindo. Okay? Land, why would deal in Bulindo? And it's real. And for me, I was like, man, it would be thrilling to take that risk. You know that adrenaline, eh? Or take a risk, no, that kind of way, what will happen? An acre of land, 300 million shillings in Bulindo. Okay, so there's a friend of mine, I gradually, I somehow just talked about it, you know. Nenga, you know, but more like, too good to be true. But I know the guy who's selling, I know the history of that land. So you get it. Because an acre of land doesn't go at 3 million shillings in Bulindo. It goes like for a billion shillings. But you see, some the owner of the land needs that 300 million shilling to work on titles. You understand? Eh? When I heard about it, I called him. I'm like, I'm so and so, I'm Buango. The guy said, hey, what? Hey, what do you need to work at Naria? No. Who is in Naria? So I told him, now, your wife has told me, I've met her and she has told me this. Is it true? Then she said, yeah, that thing existed, but someone who took the offer long time ago. All right? Then I said, now, a few days ago, he sends me a text. He's like, now, if you're really interested in this thing, let us meet and we talk. Glory be to God. Anyway, but you leave that one, that thing. But anyway, so when your child tells Katinge, we are Eden, we are Yogela. Yeah? Like, I don't want to say what she wants to do. Okay? Because maybe she's like, but daddy, these are home things, what? So, Kati, you start to think of the dangers associated with that field. Danger, Kati, you're limu dangers. Tuli muchi, will of God, or even the pros, you just see how the child can die, how... you know how something can happen to her and she dies and... glory be to God. But the most important thing, people, is before God formed us in the womb, he knew us. Before we were born, he sanctified us. He set us apart. He called us for a certain work that we should do for him. And it is important that we discover that work and do it. Glory be to God. Okay? Of course, there's the general work which we are born to do. Okay? But oftentimes there are bits which God tells you. Like in 2025, do for me this. Okay? That also falls in this. Okay? In 2030, do for me this. Which sometimes might not be related or might not seem to be related with a bigger thing. But God expects us to do the big and the small. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Shaky. Okay. What do you want to become in life? Yes. Oria, what do you want to become in life? Have you thought about it? What you're fearing, mommy? Look at Mark Aling. Sibus is a Mark. Kati, she wants to hear, then all of a sudden that scripture will fly out of his head. Eh? Glory be to God. Okay? And this is your niece. What do you want to become in life? A developer. A developer of what? Software. So what are you doing now? Computing. Okay? You. Glory be to God. Now, yeah, by the way, for me now, I'm rewiring myself. I'm ready for anything. Especially since I also what? I also did other things. But you see, you can do your own things, but when it comes to your child, you are like, then you start those things. Wisdom. Wisdom. Be wise. You know, okay? Glory be to God. But, okay? And you see, the children are going to stand before God one day. And so are the parents going to stand before God. The child will say, mommy, your uncle, the servant, no. Okay? Mommy is the one who made me to do this. And God will tell the child, but I told you. But also, mommy will also have a case to answer. Okay? You, mommy, you're the one who made my child what? To divert or to detour or to get off track. So all of you will have a case to answer before God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And those things were telling you to do what you're doing. When you investigate properly, they themselves are not doing what they studied. Eh? Hallelujah. Now, like these politicians who want pastors, who are doctors, to go to the hospital. Those politicians, some of them did business over what? Very few of them did political science. Never remove politics. MDD. What do I give about MDD? Bagenda, unebongerayo, unakapapula kalala, uli go over what? But they don't have political science. But they're the ones who are like, you see, it's like we're all mad. It's like we're all what? We're all mad. One time we believe something, tomorrow it's like we're just mad humans. Which shouldn't be. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Alana, you're going in September. Okay? Yes, I hope you're doing what you want to do. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's what God wants you to do. Rather, to become in life. Because you see, there are phases. There's a time now, definitely, there's a time when I was supposed to do that malaria research stuff in Apache, in Kanungu, in Chenjojo, in Kihihi, Arua, Twagende, now those were exciting. I discovered my country. The things which I studied in SST, in MK. Abigail, you know that book, MK? You know, I saw them, man. Like, you go to Apache, and you're like, this is stuff you studied in P7. Like, my country became alive. Then I realized that, but if back in the day I'd moved to all the country and seen them, maybe I would have gotten 100% in SST. Couldn't have been that, not just cramming stuff you have never seen. So that was a phase. You know, but God was like, I'm looking for that. It's a point in time that I'm looking forward to. And when that comes, I want you to do the real thing for which you're born to do. You remember that dream of the watch, Okajimu's watch? You remember? I shared it last year, okay? When I had a dream and Okajimu had sent me a brand new watch. You remember that dream? Okay. Which meant that a new season. Glory be to God. When we talked about LAT Christ for the Nations, you remember? Yeah, I received a brand new watch and God was telling me, and I didn't crack the dream at that time, but after I took the decision, months later, I was like, now understand the watch Okajimu sent me, meaning that it's a new time, a new season in life. Okay, and like you all remember, last year, he shows up again in a dream. Okay, you remember the dream? He shows up again, but God knows that I will understand why Kajimu is a dream based on what happened 10 years ago. So again, God was saying now it's a new season. Because the context was for LAT. Glory be to God. Okay? A new season for LAT. And this season will happen. Glory be to God. When we shall expand and grow so big. Okay? In December, God addressed that issue. You remember? Who remembers? God addressed that issue in December. Who remembers? Olive is not here, but Olive had a dream. You remember that dream when we were at the airport, we were going to take off? Okay? And there was a delay. And I went out and I saw that the plane was being fueled. Okay? Then I came back and told them, the apparently it's because the car is being fueled. That was December. Then in March, I had that dream of the mushrooms. You remember? Glory be to God. Okay? Because we shall mushroom. And you know how mushrooms grow. Hallelujah. Amen? But that is going to happen in the phase that we entered. We are in that phase. And we're just waiting to see that which the new phase has. Glory be to God. But remember, Before we were formed in the womb, God knew us. Before we were born, he gave us an assignment, and we should accomplish it. Okay? Children, okay, God has work for us to do. God has work for us to do. Hallelujah. God has what? Work for us to do. Okay? Alana, okay? Keep working with God, okay? Keep working with God. They keep doing what he tells you to do. Maybe what you're going to study in September, that is it. Okay? That might just be a phase. God just wanting you to grow up in the head, you know, then before he finally ushers you into the real thing for which you are born to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Discover the will of God for your life, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When I look at Abigail and her interests, I have readied myself for anything. Anything that... Glory be to God. Anything. Those things of money that maybe, like Abigail, might not be... Maybe her friend in Kwanzaa is going to become wealthy. And I'm like, the past Abigail is going to take, she might not have as much money. I'm like, I know better. Life is not about money. But I would want Abigail to have money. But if that is not in the script, and she just has average time, average, you know, money to just be around and to bless people, kawa! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.